Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Jeff Rediger here, your host of podcast series Replacing Wall Street with Main Street. I'm excited today because we're going to start a new series entitled The Informed Fed. So all you federal employees out there, this series is going to hit home. And I'm excited to have my co-host for this, this series, Brian Stone. Brian's been a guest on previous sessions that we've had. So you can go back into our library and find some of the sessions that we've done with Brian over the years. And for those that have not attended any of those sessions, Brian is the chief investment officer for Top Rank Advisors and a network representative of MyFed University. So MyFed University is a benefits and financial education firm headquartered out of Raleigh, North Carolina, but we're serving federal employees nationwide. And so click the links that are attached to this session, whether you found us on YouTube, one of our podcast channels, Facebook, or other social media, click the links below and be redirected over to the MyFed University site, because there's a lot of great content there. And I don't care if you're early stage career, getting ready to retire, or a retiree, we can help you. So welcome back, Brian.
Hey, Jeff, how are we doing, man? Glad to be on.
Yeah, this is exciting. So let's tell the audience, and I'd like to know, you know, you just finished co-authoring the book, The Informed Fed. Why'd you decide to do this, and, you know, why now?
Sure. Yeah, Jeff. So, as you know, I've been serving, I haven't actually had the honor and privilege of serving federal employees, I want to say the last 7-8 years now. I can't remember exactly what year I got in the business and working with federal employees. I mean, as you know, I've been in the financial services space since 2009. So this year, coming up on my 14th year. But about 7-8 years ago, I decided to make a real determined effort to really help federal employees out, just because for a multitude of reasons. The biggest reason, honestly, is just the fact that I noticed in working with federal employees that they didn't really have a great understanding of their benefits. And, you know, that's what really motivated me to start working with federal employees. And I thought, Jeff, by co-authoring a book, it would just allow me the ability to just get more education out to the federal employee. You know, some people are visual learners. Some people are, you know, they need material in their hands. Some people need audio. So I just saw it as another avenue to get education out to the federal employee so they can understand their benefits. If they, you know, if they wanted to read it, if they wanted to download an audio copy, or whatever the case may be. And I had a great opportunity to do this. And now it's just got published, and I'm excited to talk about it today.
Yeah, so for those attending, please put your comments in as we go through this. We do review these comments, and Brian or one of his team members will get out to you. If we touch on the subject, you're like, hey, I need more information. That's what we're here for. So the educational part of this is what has really helped MyFed University grow. The key to, you know, information is, and you know, is powerful, especially as you're making some big decisions as you prepare for your financial life and retirement. So what we're going to do to set this up is we're going to go chapter by chapter on a weekly basis. We're going to do an overview of each chapter of the book. Again, The Informed Fed. I'll mention this a couple times as we go through, but you can click the link and grab your copy on Amazon below. And you can also go to the MyFed University site for more information on the company. And hey, maybe if you set an appointment, Brian, get a signed copy. How about that?
why not
so every week we're going to break down chapters and do an overview, and the first part of the book is maximizing your understanding of benefits, which we just which we just discussed. So let's get into chapter one, and that's titled The Grass is Always Greener. So let's give the audience an overview of chapter one in the book, and what does it actually mean, the grass is always greener?
Sure. Yeah, so in chapter one of the book, The Informed Fed, The Grass is Always Greener, essentially it's talking about a multitude of things. And, you know, Jeff, in my years sitting down with thousands and thousands of federal employees, and it states it actually in chapter one, is I can't tell you how many times I've sat with federal employees and they said, man, Brian, I wish I would have met with you 20 years ago. And it's just it's a reoccurring line that I get, because, you know, so many federal employees, they'll meet with me. They're blown away by the amounts of information that I'm able to, you know, let them know in a short amount of time, whether it's, you know, they come into my office personally, or whether we're doing a conference call or a Zoom meeting, and, you know, I'm educating them on their benefits, things they should be doing, things they shouldn't be doing. And I'm like, man, if I would have had this information 20, 25, 30 years ago, I would have been in that much better of a position. So in chapter one, we talk about that a little bit. We talk about taking a proactive approach to your retirement instead of a reactive approach. And that kind of goes along with a lot of things in life, right? You always want to be proactive instead of reactive. So we talk about that in chapter one. We also talk about just as a government employee, the privilege and benefit that you guys do have, because there is no other system that's in the country that's out there like that. Now, there may be a few state employee systems out there that are still comparable to the federal government space, but they're few and far in between. And the benefits package that the federal employee gets is, you know, pretty much, Jeff, top tier that's, you know, that's out there, you know, throughout the U.S. So we talk about that in chapter one, you know, just a few statistical things. We talk about, you know, the government, you know, if you just think about it as a, from a straight business perspective, it's been in business for over 200 years. So if you're just looking at any type of business, comparing apples to apples, if you say, man, you know, my company's been employed or been in business for 200 plus years, that, to me, I don't know about you, Jeff, but that sounds like a pretty solid company, right? Now, obviously, there's some flaws and some things that go along with that. You know, we talk about, you know, the federal government employs over 3 million people. It's the largest employer in the United States. I mean, its profits supersede, you know, any type of blue chip company that's out there. So, you know, in chapter one, we really just try to set the tone and the sense of really appreciating the rich federal employee benefit system that government employees do have. Yeah, we kind of scoff at it a little bit, and we can nitpick about things like, you know, health insurance, you know, 401k/TSP match, sick time, you know, tomato, you know, when it comes to that. But in its totality, in chapter one, the message that we're just trying to portray and really just get people on, you know, understanding that are reading this book, is that, you know, the government system is very rich. You know, a lot of the times, you know, my years, you know, speaking to federal employees, you know, I'll get questions like, Brian, you know, if I were to work, you know, in the you know, private sector, you know, I would have, you know, I would make X amount of dollars more. And I'm like, okay, that's a fair point. Okay. But in the private sector, are you going to have a pension? In the private sector, are you going to have a 401k match? In the private sector, are you going to have your employer paying for a portion of your health insurance? In the private sector, are you going to have X amount of, you know, sick days per year, X amount of vacation days per year? And once you start adding up all those benefits, a lot right. of the times federal employees that I do speak to, Jeff, are like, man, actually, you know what, Brian, the grass isn't always greener on the other side, you know, no point intended. Yeah. Right. So yeah, those are things we try to outline in chapter one. And You know, I think this book does a great job with that.
Yeah, you brought up a couple of points. And our years of marketing and in supporting advisors such as yourself in the federal space, you know, a viable pension is rare in the private sector. It's still viable to the federal sector in the healthcare part that you addressed. I mean, sometimes you have to, like you pointed out, you have to compare it. But two benefits that as they get closer to retirement, for those that are listening that are in retirement, probably appreciate a lot more than when, you know, 20 years prior when they were working through their careers with the federal government. So, yeah, the grass is always greener. And that's chapter one. So a lot of great content. Will be coming up on further episodes. We just wanted to tee up the book and introduce you to the author, the co-author here, who has vast experience of dealing with people such as yourself. And if you're listening in and you're not a federal employee, I guarantee you probably have a family member, close friend, somebody that either is working or has worked for the federal government. That's how big it is. So, you know, you talk about that 200 year history, and that's why you should get a copy of the book. So, Brian, I look forward to going through the series with you, and thanks for teeing this up today.
Thanks, Jeff. I'm excited. And just excited to go through the chapters. There's a lot of great content here. And as always, Jeff, I appreciate you having me on, man.
You got it. So again, click the links below. And go over and check out MyFed University. There's web events that we've done that cover everything from wills and trusts, estate planning, to get your beneficiaries in order, to tax distribution on your retirement, to reviewing your allocation on your thrift savings plan. A lot of great content over there. You can also get a hold of Bryant by connecting with his information that's attached here. Set a meeting. His team would love to help you out and figure out exactly where your financial planning is at this time and help you make sure that you have a clear path to retirement. So that concludes our session for today. Join us next week for the next podcast to drop. And it's talking about a new perspective on learning. So we look forward to bringing chapter two to everybody out there. And we'll talk again next week. Thanks a lot, and have a great day.
Investment advisory services offered through Red Hawk Wealth Advisors Incorporated, an SEC registered investment advisor. Top Rank Advisors, LLC, and Red Hawk Wealth Advisors, Incorporated are not affiliated.